Jason Mraz and I Won't Give Up on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's time for this.
Travel Talk with Egypt Air. Explore a world of history and beauty with four weekly direct flights to Cairo. Enjoy the warm winter and get ready to embark on your Egyptian adventure.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's Travel Talk with Ed Finn back in studio. To take us away to sunny climes and different places. We go on a little magical mystery tour with Ed every weekend, don't we?
I love it, Robbie. I love it. I have the feeling that you're very kind of, you know, you're high off the back of a recent trip, have you?
Yeah,
while we were all freezing to death here.
When was it? Oh, it was 2 weeks ago now. I was in Lisbon for the week and had a fabulous time.
Yeah, it's a fabulous first trip of the year. I think that's a great choice that you made there, because you've so much, haven't you?
You do, and I think, you know, come January, despite the Christmas, you're actually looking for a break.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's actually, and it's quite good value to go in January. Flights, the hotel, we got 3 nights in a 4-star hotel for €218.
Wow, amazing
value.
In a
lovely room, boutique hotel.
Where was it?
It was the Hotel Reis Dos Reis.
Nice.
Hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And lovely. Gorgeous weather. We had 15 degrees and sunshine when it was in the minus figures here.
Yeah.
And just lovely to pot around the city, take the train out to Cascais, and just see the sights of Lisbon.
And did you know the way I'm always telling you, one of the best cards that you can get is the Lisbon card,
yes.
You know, the city cards. Did you take my advice?
We did. And I tell you, that was fantastic. Like, we took a 48-hour card out. It covered all the public transport, trams, underground, the boat trip, buses, you know, it was all covered, plus loads of entries to museums, sites. We went into the Geronimo's museum and the church there, which was just amazing to see all of this stuff. And you can skip the queue with these cards. So it's great. You can just hop to the top of the queue,
yeah,
flash the card, and in you go.
Now, you see, I love it when someone takes the good advice, Robbie. But, you know, I would say that again to anybody who's going there. I mean, obviously, you can do a great combination now with Porto and Evora. I mean, Portugal, Alenta, there's so much. I'm going to look at doing some more stuff this year. But the Lisbon card is fantastic, isn't it?
It's you can well go worth all, it,
isn't
you know.
It? You yeah. burnt a hole in it anyway, Robbie, which was fabulous.
Yeah, it was in ribbons by the time we were finished, to be honest.
Fantastic. So listen, we've lots of new. Last year, you probably remember, we chatted about we had 24 new destinations here from Ireland. And again, this year, we've exciting new things starting out. Now, I mean, we're talking some very interesting new stuff, like Denver, Colorado is starting with Aer Lingus, Minneapolis, St. Paul, into, you know, that whole Minnesota area, Robbie. You've got the Malls of America. If you're a Fargo fan, you'll be very near. Denver, of course, the Mile High City, amazing, beautiful spot. Colorado is probably one of the best, states in America for me, because you have so much there and it is beautiful. People have said that if they chose anywhere to live in America, it would be Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
And it's not just Mark and Mindy fans.
What I like about it is it isn't the same old New York,
yeah,
San Francisco,
yeah,
Chicago.
Yeah.
It's somewhere different, isn't it?
Yeah, because you remember, like, you know, the new route that started to Cleveland, I mean, that has gone down. It's a huge success. And again, you know, remember last year we chatted about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there. And I remember the John Glenn Nassau Center being second biggest theater place in America. But again, fantastic. But the thing is that really nice about that is we've interesting stuff as well, like lots of new routes to Crete, Croatia. Dalaman, by the way, is a super one that's starting with Aer Lingus and Ryanair. And that's a beautiful part of southern Turkey. If you haven't been there, well worth checking that out. Really, really nice. So, like, there's a lot of new exciting. Now, one I really like as well, Robbie, is Calgary. WestJet, the airline that flies to Canada. We have Aer Lingus as well, of course, and we have other airlines flying there. But WestJet are flying a new route to Calgary. Now, that is at the bottom, you're right at the foot of the Canadian Rockies.
Wow.
And they do amazing Jasper, Banff, Calgary, Edmonton. You can do a whole trip there. There's a great company there, Robbie, called Canadian Sky, that put all these packages together. Now, bucket list stuff, you know, you're talking about for about 2,300, including your flights and all your excursions, your hotels, everything. in 10 nights in that whole area.
That's good, isn't it?
Amazing, yeah. Mm. They do another Winter Wonderland one, which is about 1,800. But the I love the other one because they do a thing called an independent tour. So you book, they book your flights, your hotels, your bus transfers and all your tours. But you don't have to be, you're not on a bus on an escorted tour, if you know what I mean. It's yourself and your partner or your family or whatever. And but you, but everything is organised. So you just right. turn up and you get your bus, like, you know, if you're going from Belfast to Dublin or whatever. And they're all really nice, kind of, they're a luxury kind of a travel, a tour operator, should I say. So,
yes, I think some people miss the travel agency days where people did all of the bookings for you in yeah. advance and you didn't have to worry about yeah. or forgetting to buy tickets for this, that and the other. It's
well,
all done.
This is the thing. And what's interesting about, I mean, just in terms of that particular tour operator, Canadian Sky, if you book their Calgary package on the new flight, you know, you get free access to the lounge in Dublin Airport, Robbie.
Right,
so,
okay.
which is worth about 35 quid. You know, mm. have a nice little few drinks, nice lunch there, whatever. Mm. That's a great one. If you work, you can work away there. Really nice lounge. And I love that. They also have a customer lounge here in Dublin city centre as well, and they've got like 12 staff there that have all been to these destinations. So I love that. You can go in, sit down, have a chat with them, and you know, they do everything. Now, the flexibility is huge on these things, but Canada, for anybody who hasn't tried it, lots of exciting new stuff happening there. Of course, they've Toronto, WestJet flight to Halifax, Robbie, and as I said, Calgary now, which I'm going to be doing this year. It's been on my list for ages, so wow. Excited about it. But you know, crew like Lake Louise, you know, they have the Columbia ice fields there. Just things that are just amazing. Really, really interesting. And again, if you haven't discovered it before or tried it, because now you're going to have great options with all these direct flights and stuff like that. So a lot of interesting things happening. Aer Lingus have new flights as well into Greece, Crete, Robbie, which is a great place, you know. Always lovely when there's direct flights into these destinations because it opens everything up.
Yeah, and, of course.
And makes affordability. Just in terms of, I mean, around loads of flights out of Cork, Shannon, Belfast as well. I mean, we're focusing here, obviously, on Dublin today, but there's loads of new stuff happening. And, of course, we'll be chatting next week about holiday. We'll be at Holiday World.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. So, a lot of exciting stuff.
And do you find now people are coming to you and saying, Ed, I'm looking for somewhere different to go. Can you, like, we've been to Spain, we've done this, that and the other. We're looking for something a little bit different.
Yeah, it's funny, right? I agree with you. A lot of people, I think, are looking for new experiences. Again, the way things are at the moment, it's a funny time in the world as well. You know, we've a lot of things going on, as we know. So a lot of people tend to like travelling around Europe, Canada, America, you know, places that they feel very safe and secure about. Cruising, of course, Robbie, is big again this year now. There's another massive gargantuan ship being launched in Miami, Royal Caribbean. This huge,
saw that,
big, yeah. So, if you fancy a few days, another few days off,
it's
Robbie,
like being on a floating city, isn't it?
But yeah, so, but yeah, you know, things like, again, like for me, I haven't been to Italy for a good few years now. I'm going to go back there again this year. Lake Garda, Venice, Verona, the opera in Verona. A lot of people that haven't done that, I'd say to them, go and experience it at the arena in Verona. It's just something else. It's like they bring out sheep and elephants and all sorts, if it's Aida or whatever the opera is, right? But it's like you're immersed in the whole thing.
Should get
but
that up in Smithfield.
You would, indeed, yeah, especially the sheep. But really, really interesting kind of stuff to do. And of course, Italy is a great destination as well. But there's, you know, again, you fly to Bergamo, you've Milan, you know, we've Verona flights, you know, there's loads of options there as well. Mm. And again, great value, you know, which I love. But, you know, Milan, of course, is a place that people I sent last year to, and they wouldn't have thought about it as a city break destination. And they came back to me and were going, geez, that was the most stylish, gorgeous place I ever went. And you won't get a better Aperol spritz anywhere in the world. Milan is where
I actually
you
know
it.
Somebody who goes to Milan every single year for that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
loves it.
Isn't it brilliant?
Yeah.
And it really, and again, you know, for it's more, Milan is more European influence, really, because it's like northern Italy. So, but it's, of course, you know, Fashion Week in Milan is like amazing always, but it's the style. And again, the value for money. You know, I paid $380 for a coffee on the way in today, Robbie, and like it'd be $150 in Milan, you know. So,
yeah. I mean, that's the thing we found about Lisbon, actually. We were eating in restaurants for about 50 quid for two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, and we're talking starter, main and drinks.
Brilliant.
And it was on average maybe 55 euros.
Yeah, but isn't that, you see, I mean, isn't that just fabulous? Whereas here, I mean, 107 per person. You know,
it's looking at double.
Yeah, and the wine, you see, I mean, look at the prices for when you're drinking, if you're having a bottle of wine, you know, you're talking 18, sometimes it can be 32 here or 40 or more, you know. But I mean, in terms of course, Portugal, some of the most best wines that you'll find. And the cuisine is amazing, isn't it? The timeout market you probably went into as well. I like the more traditional Portuguese places, but the timeout market is always worth a visit as well. The other markets as well are brilliant in Lisbon. Yeah, and of course, you have the sea. You can go swimming across the... Literally, Caparica is a boat trip. It's only like, with the cards, it's included, of course, but it's literally across Caparica, 38 kilometres of beach in Costa Caparica, which is also a lovely place, and hotels on the beach.
The only problem with it is there's too much to see, and you have to keep going back to experience more and more. So, and Portugal is great for that.
But I think that's great. But you've become a bit of an aficionado now on Lisbon.
Well, it's all
and
down
Portugal.
To you, Het.
I know, you but know listen, I mean? I'll tell you. And isn't it great when you get a bit of sun, Robbie, and a good bit of value for money?
Absolutely. Brilliant. So, Ed, you're back next weekend. We're going to be at the Holiday World Show.
We are indeed. And by the way, 1,000 exhibitors from all over the world are coming, Robbie. It's going to be one of the best ever. Amazing things happening there. If you want to book a trip to the pyramids, or you want to go to the islands of Croatia, or you want to do, you know, some of these new routes we spoke about, all the tourist boards are going to be there. You're going to have your travel agents there. There'll be deals going on. Holidayworldshow.com is the website. They've all the exhibitors up there. But you'll go in, Robbie, thinking I'm going to book a holiday to Spain, and you will probably, but you might come out with the you might be doing a month or a week up in the Rockies in Canada.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it, because you know, you get great ideas when you go there. And you've all Ireland in there as well. You've, like, Belfast just announced a new festival from March to September. The council and Belfast City Council are putting £9 million behind this, Robbie. So it's going to be fabulous. All sorts of exciting stuff happening.
Brilliant.
So it's all domestic. Motorhomes, Robbie, is where you want a motorhome.
You'll get lost in the place. We're going to be there from 10 o'clock. So join us live next Saturday morning. Ed, have a great week.
You too, Robbie. Thanks a million.
Travel Talk with Egypt Air. Explore a world of history and beauty with 4 weekly direct flights to Cairo. Enjoy the warm winter and get ready to embark on your Egyptian adventure.
Sunshine 106.5.